I know it's here somewhere. Finally. Oh, it's time for the doc. You're listening to Dr. Bill, the computer curmudgeon. Take it away, doctor.
Well, it's that time again, and the doctor is in. And I'm glad you could join me again for another Dr. Bill, the computer curmudgeon. I'm Dr. Bill, and I'm also the computer curmudgeon. See my hair? My hair is doing weird things today. It's just one of those days. You've heard of bad hair days? I've had a bad hair week. I got my hair cut a little while back. You probably remember from a netcast not that long ago. And whatever they did to it, it's mutating. Anyway, it's just, I don't know what to do with it, but oh well. I don't know. When you do a video netcast, your appearance is just what it is. You know what I mean? It's just what it is. Anyway, we're proud members of the Tech Podcast Network. If it's tech, it's right here on Dr. Bill, the computer curmudgeon. Go check out techpodcast.com for some good stuff. There's all kinds of very strange and furry netcasts there, just the like of this one. Oh, there goes my kitty in the background. You may have seen her back there. If you want to back the video up just a tad, you can check her out. Tiger. She wanders around. Has fun. Hey, she's a kitty. Anyway, I get easily distracted, don't I? We're going to do some neat stuff in this netcast. It's going to be slightly brief, but it's going to be jam-packed with all kinds of goodies. Let me go check out my web page here. Yes. Tech news, item number one. China now has the fastest supercomputer. I don't know if they have the fastest soup, but they have the fastest supercomputer. No soup for you. Anyway, I was bummed about this. China? I mean, come on, folks. China has the fastest supercomputer? I just imagine this big, clunky-looking box, you know, rather than some smooth, cool-looking thing, because all those, you know, communist-type countries like the former Soviet Union and all that, they always had the little clunky, boxy things. You know, it's probably just my personal view of such things, but that's just what I imagined. So I was like, China has the fastest supercomputer? Well, anyway, I did read, subsequent to this article that I read here about them breaking that boundary, that we now have some companies here in the U.S. going, dude, we're going to beat them. Go for it. So, get us a cold computer war going. I don't know. I'm not going to get into politics. What do I know? The Woz, next item. The Woz likes Android for the future. I love this article because, as you know, Steve Jobs and Steve Wozniak both created Apple Computer. The Woz left Apple. So did Steve, actually, but he came back. But the Woz is a weird guy. He's a strange character. And I know something about strange characters. Anyway, so Woz pulls all kinds of interesting pranks and things, but that's a whole other story. He's also kind of a phone freak. He likes playing with telephones. Anyway, I'm not going to get into all that. The Woz was talking about Android operating system for phones. Now, as you know, I have a Droid X. Matter of fact, I don't have it handy. I usually have it right over there. It's not there at the moment. I don't know where it is. Probably in the bedroom. Anyway, doesn't matter. The bottom line is that I really like the Android. I love it. It does such cool stuff. I even shot part of a netcast with one. How's that for cool? Anyway, bottom line is that Steve really likes the Android operating system. He says about the iPhone, it has very few weak points. There aren't any real complaints or problems in terms of quality. The iPhone is leading. However, he conceded that Android phones have more features and offer more choice for more people. Eventually, he thinks that Android quality, consistency, and user satisfaction will match iOS. You know, Steve, I tend to kind of think it's already there. Just me. Just saying. Anyway, next item. Andy Matter has been trapped for the first time. I kind of get a picture of this scientist dude in a white lab coat with a butterfly net trapping antimatter. That's not how they did it. They actually trapped it in a magnetic bottle, kind of like on Ghostbusters. Do you remember the trap thingy that they had that the guy wanted to shut down, and when he shut it down and all the ghosts came out and took over the world? That's bureaucracy for you. That guy made a very good bureaucrat, I must admit. Drives you nutty. But at any rate, their capture device was based on electromagnetic bottling. And that's exactly what they used to capture real antimatter. Pretty cool stuff. But here's the cool thing. Now that they've got some antimatter, you got to wonder if they are going to mix the antimatter with matter and have a big explosion and blow like CERN right off the map. Could happen. You never know. But at any rate, now they can start working on warp drives. Ha ha! That will be so cool. And Captain Kirk will appreciate it, because right now he doesn't have a ride. You know what I mean? What are you going to do? Anyway, whoa! There is that drum roll again, capturing me off guard and letting me know that it's time for the Geek Software of the Week. The Geek Software of the Week this week is MP3 Direct Cut. MP3 Direct Cut, nice little piece of software. You can edit, you can tweak, you can, you know, optimize your MP3 file quickly and easily with this little piece of software. And it's free! I like free. So, check it out. I have a link right on drbill.cc. That's drbill.cc for Computer Curmudgeon. You can go check that out and get the Geek Software of the Week. And I'm chafing at the bit. That's not the right... Chomping at the bit. Chafing, chomping, whatever. I'm not going to go anywhere with that. Let's just leave it alone. Chomping at the bit to get a Roku box. I really want a Roku box. My birthday is coming up, November the 30th. I hope maybe I get one. And if I do, we'll review it right here on Dr. Bill the Computer Curmudgeon. How's that? Yes. Now, the last netcast I released on the old YouTube, and when I did, it messed up. And so I had to resubmit it. So if you got two tweets about the same netcast, now you know why. I have it set up to automatically tweet people. By the way, this is a very important little announcement right here. You need to go to drbill.cc, the website that I mentioned previously, and you'll find over on the right-hand side a little thing that says social networking. It's right below the latest netcast screen image at the top corner. Go right below it. There's social networking. You'll find my YouTube channel, my Twitter link, my Find Dr. Bill on Facebook, where the Dr. Bill groups page is. And by the way, I've only got two people in there, me and one other guy. Michael Johnson, friend of mine. Used to work with him. Hi, Mike. Anyway, just the two of us. Come on. It makes me feel bad. So, go to Facebook and join the group. Or I'll cry. Oh, well. Anyway, do that. Also, LinkedIn, Ustream, all kinds of other links there. But the main ones I want you to look at are Twitter. You're no one if you're not on Twitter. Geek culture from way back. You'll have to go back into the archives and find the Twitter link. Not link. Twitter spot in the netcast. That's what the search engine on the website's for. Anyway. Follow me on Twitter. On Twitter, I am drbillbaily, just like it says right there on the screen. So, join me there on Twitter, where I can tweet you regularly about stuff, and then also on Facebook. Like I said, join the group. Please join the group. I mean, you create a group, you put all these announcements out there, and it's just me and Mike. I could call Mike on the phone, okay? I don't have to have the Facebook group for that. So join. I know there's a lot of people out there because, here's another interesting little tidbit. As you know, I'm on Blueberry, BLUBRRY.com for my netcast. Also, I'm on techpodcast.com, which I've already mentioned. Both of those have the means to do tracking statistics of how many podcasts, netcasts, whatever you are putting out, were downloaded. And dude, there was something like 3,000 downloads just this past month on the netcast. So I know you're out there. And you're watching. And you're subscribing through Miro, and you're subscribing through iTunes, and you're subscribing through Blueberry, and techpodcast.com, and all the other places, and Mevio, and let's see, podcast, there's sites out there. I'm just all over the place. So wherever you're getting the netcast, podcast, netcast, whatever you want to call it, you need to join the Facebook group, so I'll know you're out there watching. Send me a little note that says, "Hi, Dr. Bill." Anything. And you can always write me an email at drbill, D-R-B-I-L-L, at drbill.cc. And you can watch the videos at drbill.tv, drbill.tv. So, you've just got so many options. And I'm already on the Roku because of Blueberry. Roku box and the Boxy box and all these different boxes, Apple TV, all these things. So check it out. You can catch the doctor wherever. You know, when you need an appointment, you know where to go. Just saying. Alrighty, well, I guess we're just about out of time, and I'm certainly out of things to talk about. So, until next time, the doctor is out of here.